Tell your truth. Can you wade through sex ed from the 1950s? What often happens to Timmy and Sally's faces when they hit puberty? They get acne. They get wrinkles. They lose that rosy childhood glow. They hide it from embarrassment. What is a telltale sign that Timmy is reaching puberty? He gets taller and his voice gets deeper. He watches more television. He slacks off in school. He gets moody. Besides Timmy getting facial hair, both Timmy and Sally also begin to get hair on their arms, legs, underarms, and one more place. Where is it? Their toes, their knuckles, their back, their pubic region. Why doesn't Timmy have a period like Sally does? Because he is sterile. Boys do not have eggs to slough off, because he doesn't want to. Boys really do have periods, we just keep it a secret. Timmy's friend at school told him he learned about masturbation from his sister's friend. What is masturbation? When you get pubic hair, sexually stimulating yourself. Watching dirty movies, looking at the JCPenney catalog. What is something that happens during puberty to Sally, but not Timmy, that is outwardly noticeable? Her hair gets longer, she begins to grow breasts. She gets mean. She smiles more. Timmy is starting to notice girls more and is becoming more interested in them than baseball. What is going on with Timmy? He is reaching puberty. He is tired of baseball because it's boring. He isn't very good at baseball. He doesn't like sports. What audible change will Timmy go through that Sally won't? He will complain more. He will yell more. His voice will get deeper. His voice will get higher. What nighttime visitor might Timmy have that Sally won't, that in the 50s was considered to be evil or a mental disorder? Daydreams, nightmares, nocturnal emissions, nocturnal visit. What is a slang term for nocturnal emissions? Night visitor. Sexy time dream, wet dream, embarrassing dream. What condition is referred to as the kissing disease? Pregnancy, mononucleosis, chlamydia, fleas. What is the only way Sally could become pregnant, despite 50s myths? Holding Timmy's hand, kissing Timmy, having sex with Timmy. Having foreplay with Timmy. What is an STD? A style of kissing.
A type of intercourse disease you can get through intercourse.
A sock hop dance. What STD sounds like something you can order at a seafood restaurant? Fish eyes, halibut, crabs, calamari. Which of the following is an STD? Mogadishu, megalomania, gonorrhea, Serengeti. What came first, Timmy or the egg? People don't come from eggs. The egg, which incubates in a nest. The egg, delivered by his mother just before it hatches. The egg. If Sally eventually stops producing eggs at menopause, when will Timmy naturally stop producing sperm? 2 weeks after marriage, if he is ever kicked hard in the testicles. Men can produce sperm until they die, when he gets a vasectomy. How many sperm does it take to fertilize an egg? 1,000. 101. Some girls experience enough discomfort prior to their periods that they may become irritable and easily agitated. What is this called? Premenstrual syndrome, grumpy time, period, pouts, menstrual moans. How often do girls and women have their periods? Once a year. Every 90 days, about every 35 days, about every 28 days. What should Sally do to prevent an unwanted pregnancy if she becomes sexually active? Jump up and down after sex. Use birth control. Experiment with alternative sexual practices. Have sex standing up. What is the purpose of menstruation? It's a curse because Eve ate that apple. To refresh the eggs to prepare for conception. Just to make females feel bad. Just to make males feel bad. In the 50s videos, a boy asks if you can have too much sperm. What does his teacher tell him is okay to do? Get rid of it by masturbation. Wear tighter shorts. Eat more iron. Pray more. What could happen to you if you masturbate, according to the 1950s myths? You could get hairy palms, you could go blind, you could go insane. All of the above. Timmy's friend told him if he masturbates before having sex, the girl can't get pregnant. Is this true? Yes, because all the sperm is gone now. No, she can still get pregnant, it just lowers the chances. No, because it only takes one sperm cell to fertilize the egg and males constantly produce sperm. It's a 50-50 chance. Should Timmy and Sally wait until they are married to have sex? Yes. No, this is a moral decision they have to make on their own, but they must understand the risks involved. There is a time and place for everything, and it's called college. What does at least one 50s sex ed video for girls suggest doing during your period? Dress up in your best clothes, file your nails, play more hopscotch. Wear poodle skirts if you had homosexual desires or tendencies. What was medically recommended in the 1950s as a cure? Play more sports, eat more meat, God, chemical castration. Timmy likes to play sports, but his favorite part is the group shower at the end of practice. Is Timmy developing normal sexuality? Depends on what you call normal. Everything is normal. No, Timmy is transgender. What did a 50s sex ed video for girls recommend not doing during her period? Square dancing, dance, read, wash her hair. What activities should Sally refrain from when she is having her period, despite 50s propaganda? Swimming, riding a bike, none, everything. When does a girl start to produce eggs? When she hits puberty, after her first period at about 20 weeks, inside her mother's womb. When she loses her virginity, while Timmy produces approximately half a trillion sperm cells in his lifetime, how many eggs does Sally produce? 1,000, 10,000, 1 billion, 2 million. What does the 1917 book, Woman and Her Sex and Love Life, warn girls to never risk doing while on their period? Getting her hair done, riding a bike, getting in her boo's car. Going shopping in white. What gland produces the hormones that cause Timmy's change during puberty? Hypothalamus, testes, hormone glands, pituitary gland. Can you wade through sex ed from the 1950s? About this quiz. The 1950s were a wonderful era in the United States, in some ways. Post-World War II, many people were concentrating on working and starting families, thus, the baby boom. The era also brought some truly cringe-worthy sex ed tips. Test your knowledge against 1950s myths and beliefs with our quiz.